Gandak Ches Amid Beis. We're up to the Mishnah. Ein bein mitzayre muska the mitzayre muchlet ala priya ufrime. A mitzayre muska is not mechuye vim priya the gagabel per aloishai the prima and priyas begodim. The Mitzayre Muchlet is Chayev, God of Yerprumim, Vreishi Yerpurua. Ein bein Toyer mitoich Hezker, le Toyer mitoich Hechlet, Hemo Taglachas Betzipor. A person was a Mitzayre Muskel, so if he became Toyer, so he doesn't need Taglachas Betzipor, he just needs Tvila and his Toyer. And now Toyer, Mitoy Chachlet, is, because he needs to grapple with Tzipor. Let us see Rashi. Muchlet la'acher, that it's Shaloi Kisidram the Rashi. Muchlet la'acher shekolo yemei ahesker, benire boi simone tume ha'amurim boi. And, Muchlacher shekolu yemei ha'esker. Rashi says, what is the mitzvah of the muchlet? Lacher shekolu yemei ha'esker, v'nire boi simoni tume amurim boi. Now, this is a shver Rashi. A mitzvah of the muchlet can be in two oifanim. One oifan is that there are, for example, let's say that there are the dalet maris negoim, and a seyer shahofach lovon, a seyer shocher shahofach lovon is a simin tume. So that means if a person comes to the kohen and he has a nega, there was a seyer shocher shahofach lovon, so he's a metzayra muchlet. If a michye is also makes him a metzayra muchlet. A metzayra muzger is that he came, he had a nega, and the nega had a shir, nega was a gris, and so then we don't know if he's tame, if he's not tame. So the kohen is masker him. If let's say if 2 weeks pass by and there's no pisyain, he's toyer. If the nega was spread out, so fakel, so pisyain is metame by hesker. So Rashi, when Rashi says a mitzayre muchlet, Rashi all of a sudden says, how does it become a mitzayre muchlet? La'acher shekolu yemei ha'esker, v'niru boi simoni tume amurim boi. So why do you need if he's becoming tame? Because there was simoni tume, so why do you need the hagdome la'acher shekolu yemei ha'esker? Samazah, he had simoni tume. So this kasha, the Rishash asks, by Sitzok asks, and the Perishasif in back of the Gemara asks. Now the Perishasif wants to say a teretz, and Alpi Rashi Lishitosei, we'll see later there's a big problem with that Rashi, but let us just mention now what Shitas Rashi is. In Chumash it says, when it speaks about the Hezger, so it says if he hit one of the Dalad Maris Negoim, so after the first week it says, Vayikra Yud Gimel Posuk Hei, Posuk Vav, V'ro HaKoyim V'yem HaShvi, V'hine HaNega Omad Be'inov Leifosa HaNega Bo'ir. There's no Pisyem, V'zgiri HaKoyim Shiv Yishamim Sheini. So after the first week of Hezger, it's nothing, it's still a Mitzvah Muska. Then it says, V'roa Koyin Oysoi Bayayim HaShvi Yishenitz. Now the Koyin will see him at the end of the second week. V'hine Keyo HaNega. The Nega became duller, not as bright as it was. V'loi Foso HaNega Boer, and there was no Pisyon. V'tiyaroi ha-koyen, mispachasi, it's a nega toyer, v'chibes kagodov v'toyer. So this posik, so Rashi says as follows. K Keio, so Rashi says, Chucho mimariso. It got a dollar. Ho im omad bimariso. But if it will remain the same, oi poso, or a fillet got dollar, but it was pishin, it spread out, tome, it's tome. So this is Amir Dike Rashi, that we'll see that the Ramban is chaylik on Rashi, but Rashi says that as follows, that when is it toyer? After 2 weeks mitoch heske, it's only if it was keyo haneged, then that the poshim shat in the posik. Bine keyo haneged, the nega became duller. The loifosa haneged boir, and there's no pisyon, it's the same size, and it got duller. So then the tira yakay. So it seems from Rashi, but what is if it did not get duller, if it remained the same, so then hubitame. So that means a heske of 2 weeks without a shinui, is automatically tome. So the Melech of the Perush Yosef wants to say, could be Rashi is saying as follows. Muchlit la'acha shekolu yimeya hesker. That's one way you can become a muchlit, if the yimeya hesker ended and it didn't change. Benire, or means, the verb is like, oi, nire boy simone, tuma murim boy. So Rashi is saying two ways one becomes a mitzvah muchlit. Either it ended the Yemeya Hesker, and he didn't change, that means there was no Shini whatsoever, or he needed by Simani Tuma Amurim, so then, not to get out of this Rash. Priya or Prima, the God of Yehub, Rumim, the Roisha Yia Perua, so this the Mishnah says, applies only by a Metzayre Muchlet, and not by a Metzayre Muska. Zach the Gemara, all the Indian Shiluach Vetume, but what about Shiluach Chutz Misholish Machnes or Tumis Metzoyre? Zebizeh Shogun. So if the only difference is in Priya Frime, Babagabi Shiluach, and Tume Zebizeh Shogun. So Trashi, Shiluach Chutz Lochem Meseir. You have to be Misholeichem Chutz Machne Yisroel. Vitume, Kol Choymer Tume Ha'amura B'Metzayre, so that a Muzga also has. Like the Gemara, Menohani Mili, so Rashi says, Ve'ein Priya U'Prime B'Muzga, that the Rashi explains the Hemshach of the Gemara. Dil Megolilon Rachmone B'Muchlot, that is true, the Posik of Priya Prime is by B'Metzayre Muchlot, Abavuhu adin lamuska, ki da'am retlinyin tume, just like by tume. That also is mentioned by a muchlit. You just said that a muska has the same dalga of tume as a muchlit. So mamela, so could be, legabi, bemisin, there's two psukim one after the other. One pasuk says, "Vayikra Yigimu pasuk Memei Vatzaruah Shabayan Negev Bgodav Yufumim Bereishi Yefaruah Al Sofam Yate VeTomei Tomei Yikra." That is the pasuk that speaks about Priya Frime, and then the next pasuk says, "Kol Yemei Asher Negev Bo Yitma Tomei Hu Bado Yeshi Mechutz LaMachne Meishavay." So this second pasuk is speaking about Shiluach and Tumim, and you're telling me that he is Tomei, so Mistomei you learn out a Mamatzino, you learn out a Muska from a Muchlet. Say, Bezoi, let's do the same thing by Priya Frime. That's what Rashi seems to be saying over here. That's the Hemshech and the Gemara. Dilma Golula Nachmana be Muchlet, Wodin Lamut, Kida Amrit Linyatub, you just said by Tomei they Shogim, so they should be Shogim also, the Gabi Priya Frime. L'chayreps, I don't understand too well. Bemison Rashi in Chumash says that by a musker it says, V'tiyaro yakoyin mispachasi v'chibes begoda v'toyer. So Rashi says, V'toyer, hoyil v'nizkakle hesker nikro tomei v'tzorich tvile. So Bemison, the makor that a matere musker is tomei, you don't learn out from a muchlet. It's a different posik. Here Rashi seems to be saying that we learn out from a muklid, so learn this also out from a muklid. Basically. Akoponim, so that is the kasha. The kasha is, so why isn't there a din priya frime by a Muska. Yeah. The Ton, enter the Gemara, the Toni Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Kamei de Rav Hune, V'tiyaroi Akoyim Mispachafi, V'chibes Begodov V'toher, Toher Mipriye Umprima Demi'ikor. Let us see Rashi. V'tiyaroi Akoyim Mispachafi, V'mitzoyre Shebo Lechlal Tare Mitoiches Geiret. This passage is speaking about a Metzoyre was a Musker, and from this Hesker became Toyer. V'loi Nechlat, see, the way Rashi and Chumash is speaking about it was the Nega, it was Keya HaNega, V'loi Posa Nega, so he became Toyer Mitoich Hesker. The Sefer the Krog, see, V'chibes Begoda, V'toyer. Is Mida like see the Yito, Lachaire, it should be after the Kibbutz Gadim, and the Chitz will become Toyer. It says, V'toher, Lishne, the Mi'ikorehu. So it's telling us that he was before Toyer, before the Kibbutz Gadim. V'hochikom, the Kibbutz, and Kaidim Tvila, Hoye Toyer, Mimitzas Tume, Shalchaimer, Mitzayre. That means that thing that a mitzayre needs priya prime, so that thing is neveya from tumas mitzayre. Tumas mitzayre is mechayev priya prime. So here the pasuk says. So it's here the pasuk says that if he never ended up by being a muchlet, so v'toyer, so it comes that he always was toyer. From the Tumis Mitzayra, which is Machayev Priya Prime. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. So here it says, Klo, that a Muzgah does not need Priya Prime because the Torah is going Mi'iko. Omar Lei Rove. So Rove Erstam Elamiyato, that means you're saying a very interesting translation of the Pasuk. The Torah means, it says a Loshan Ova, that means, that before he was, since we see he was a Muzger, so already he was Toyer from Tumas Priya Frim. Amalei Rove Elamiyat, Gabi Zov, Tafsi, Vechibes, Begoda, Vetoyer. Now, the Pasuk by Zov, they were speaking about a Zov who was he had Tumas Zidr, And now we're speaking about the he was Matayr himself with a sphere of Shivas Nekiyim. So here it says as follows. The Chiyita Razov Mizoyboy. We're speaking about Azov with all Dinei Zov. The Chiyita Razov Mizoyboy. The Sofa Loi Shivas Yomim Latorosoy. The Chibes Begodo. The Rochat Besorei Bemayim Chaim. The Toyer. Now, you're telling me that V'toyer doesn't say V'yitor, it says V'toyer. So you're telling me that after the Sphira Shiva Nekiyim and the Tvila, it comes that he was Toyer from before. He is Zichri can't say. Because here we're speaking about a Zov who had all Tumaziva before. So how you can say Pshat V'toyer that it means Meikor? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So you have to say means that there was a Riyah after the Tvila, which was Saisa, the Shiva Nekiyah. It means that from the Tvile to the Rie, he's Toyer, that is not Metame Behesed. Ochinami, Toyer Hashte, Miletame Bevia Lamafreya. So Memele, so the Posig Vitoyer that is mentioned by a Metzoyer Musker means that after there was Pisyain, so, from the Tvile to the Pisyain, he won't be Metame Bebiya Lamafreya. Now let us see Rashi, exactly to understand what we're speaking about. Gabi Zov Dersiv Besoif Taro, by the Gemar Tare, Vitoyer, Ma Toyer Mekore Amrit Bey, By a Zov, there's no previous Tare. By a Muzger, you can say that that a Muzger has a Tare over his Toya, doesn't have the complete Tumas of a Muchlet. But the Toya, a Muzger, never had the complete Tumas of a Muchlet. But by a Zov, which we're speaking about a Zov, that in all Tumas, a Zov, how do you say now, the Toya, my Toya, my Toya, Amrit Bey. Ela al Kolchacho, Toya, Yiyah, Mikan, the Labas. You have to say not he was Toya, but he becomes Toya. No, why does it say a loshen ova? Milatame klicheres behes. No, the Torah means that the with the tvile berochat. The pasuk says berochat v'soy b'mayim chayim. And after the tvile, the Torah after the tvile, he won't be metama klicheres behes. It's about the chiddush. Rashi says as follows. After the tvile, he's Torah period. No, Rashi says as follows. Avagav shetvilo se bayoyim. The tvila of Azov is bayoyim ashvi. So that's me in the middle of Sviras Nakiyim. The imro acha tvile boy bayoyim. Now, if there'll be a riyaz zive after the tvile, sosar es hakel. So now, the sosar, the whole sphere. Umetame le mafreya mishkova moisha. So now the Mishkov of Moshe, what he sat on after the Tvila, so now we see there was no Shiva Nikim, because he there was a Riyaziva Be'emza Yom Mashvi, so be Metamel Matrei, Mishkov of Moshe, to the Mirina Be'keitz HaTzoyle, if there's a Riyaz Be'emza Nikim. For Choshke and Odom, no, rather give this will be Metamel and Odom, the Tumas Mishkov of Moshe was a more Chomodic Tumas than the Tumas and the Tumas that is Metama Nodom. Apilu Hochi, so if there was a Riyas Vive, Be'emtze Shibas HaNikiyim, so even though the Riyas is Saisa the whole Nikiyim, Apilu Hochi, Mahani Lei Tvile Miletame Klicheres Shehisit Ben Tvile L'Riyas. But the Tvile helped Lagabi one Tumme that Azov has, that means Azov has, so even though it's retroactive, since it was Ariya B'yoyim HaShvi, so it's Metamol HaMafrei, he's Saisa the Nikiyim, and he's, and all Tumme's Zive still apply with him. About Kaponim, the Tumme's Hesed, Lemaise, Kozman, if he was Masid, Akli Cheves, from the Tvile till the Riyah, so in that month, so the Klicheres won't become top. So Lohochi Mahani Lai Tvile Melatame Klicheres Shehisit Bein Tvile L'Riyah. Lohochi Dovish Lai B'Toyres Koinim. They state B'Toyres Koinim, that the Torah means that the Tvile helps Lagabi to Meses. Now Rashi has a problem. How did Chazal figure out that the Torah is going on Tumas Hesed, that there's a Tare, there is a Tare, that on all Tumas Zive, it's a Tare on the Tumas Hesed. V'nire be'einai, the Hoda Darshina Lei V'Torah Militamik Licheres, how did Chazal know that the Tare is going on this Oifen HaTumas? Midekos Vinu Lahai Kro, Bosa Kro Sheyiga Boi Hazor, Nakalom in my hesed, we cherish result. I says this: the Chazal darshan from the Smichas Apsukim, the posik right before this posik says, "Achli cherish Hashiiga bayazov yishove," and Chazal darshan the Hashiiga bayazov is speaking about hesed, and the next posik is "Vechiyita razov mizayv v'sofol hashiv yishomim v'taros v'bezgod v'bras v'sof b'mayim chaim v'toyer." And the Torah is going that there is Chala Tahara after the Tvile on one of the Tumas Zive. So we say, Mishtam, it's going on the Tumas Zive, which was mentioned in the previous Pasuk, which is Tumas Hes. That's one reason how Rashi explained how Chazal knew it's going on Tumas Hes. Then Rashi says, V'ein l'cho oid Tome shemetame klicheres pehesed elohu. Then Rashi says another svara. This is how the Beis Yitzchok is mavaya Rashi. The Rashi says as follows, that the emison tumis hesed is a mechudishtike tume, which only exists by azot. It doesn't exist by any other tome. So if we have a chiddush that there is chal atare, even though there was a stire to the nekiyim, it was a riyah afterwards, and that says to the nekiyim, afal pikein, there is chal atare legabi, one of the tumis that a zov has, so we assume that the tume that is chal atare is on the most mechudishtike tume. So Mamela, the most mechudishtike tume that a zov has is tumis hesed, because no other tume has such a tume. Vein lecha oy tume shemetame klicheres behesed elohu. Now I don't know. Yesterday we had mentioned the Rishash said Tachitus Rashi is that a metzayir is also metame tumis hesed, and that's why Rashi had to say that that a zov and a metzayir. Rashi said that the tzviras nekiyim helps and he's a metzayir, but he has to table himself. The tvila will only help after he becomes tayr from the tzaras also. So the Rishash said because Rashi held because Kozman is a metzayre, all the tumas he has, the tumah of Mishka v'Moishem and the tumah of Hesed, a metzayre also has some emelas, so he won't gain anything betoyvel himself before. That's why Rashi specifies that he'll become toyer from Mishka v'Moishem and Hesed after he becomes a metzayre. And here Rashi seems to be saying that the tumas Hesed is a tumah which is only miyuchet to a zok. Ein locha oi tome shemetame klicheres beheset elohu. Basically, what the Rishash did with this Rashi. Al koponim, so Rove said that the vitoyer by Zov means that there is a tahare from the tvile till the riyah of Tumas Heset. Ochinami vitoyer de metzoyre. So the Vitoyer, if that is by Ashwar Oba, that is a Tare from the Tvila, the Mitzoyre Toyer Ashte Milatame Bebiye, that a Mitzoyre, so now Rashi is saying Pshat in the Posik, the Posik says, the Posik by a Mitzoyre says as follows. The Rokoin Aisebiyem Ashvi Shein Svini Kaya Nega, Leifosa Nega Boyer, so he was speaking about that the Hesker of 2 weeks ended and he's toil. Then it says further being passed, later there'll be pishyan that this nega will start spreading. He was tired, and he was shining his alakai. The Roa came in a process of his father's boy, but he made a kind of sarasi. So Rashi learns that these psukim go together, and that it's all, the Sasama says that Rashi learns it's all speaking about all in one day. So we have here a Metzayre, but he was a Metzayre Musga, and the Heske ended, and the kind said he was tired, but he was begodo, but tired. He tabled himself, and he's tired. Doesn't it? Then the same day, v'imposai sivsa mispachas boyer, that there was pishyeh, so this nega that we were matayah, he comes again to the kohen, and the timaya kohen tsarasi, so now, so he's tomei. So it's very mechudish, like we'll see in Rashi, that this also works retroactively, that legabi, the tumis, since in the same day, this nega, which we were matayah, started, there was pishyin in this nega, so somehow we see that this nega, from the pishyin that happens now, we see that the nega was not a nega toya, it's a nega tome. But on koponim, the tare, which was in existence, lagabi tumes biyet, that would a mitzoyre as a chumre, over all other tmeyim, that he's metame bibiyah, that means if he and someone else goes into one oil, so that other person becomes tame ayideh mitzayre. So this mechudish liketume, calls man, there wasn't a pishyayin, so this mechudish liketume is not chal, from the tvila till the pishyayin. Yes, the pishyayin will be right to be chal. All other tumas mitzayre are retroactive, and between the tvila to the pishyayin, there'll also be tami, tumas mishka v'moishav, and all tumas that a mitzayre has will become tame, since there was a pishyayin the same day of the nega that we were metaya. But tumas bia will be a tar in tumas bia from the tvila till the pishyayin. That is how the Sfasama says Pshat and Rashi. And he wonders, I mean, the Chalal is not Bishlaina by Azon, there's a din of Sphere, Nariya, Soisa the Sphere. That's good. Here, Lamai Nafkamina, that there was a piece, I mean, Lamai said that the Nega was spread. Later the Nega spread out, so later becomes Tommy. Where do we see such a thing? But Kaponim Agamara says that the Torah, that's the Pshat, the Loshon Ovah, that will be a Tare after the Tvila, the Torah, that the Tvila will bring a Tare, Lagabi, a certain type of a Tum, Lagabi, a Mechudish, the Ketum. Ochenami, the Torah, the Mitzayre, Torah, Hashte, and his Torah, Milatami, Bibi, that he won't be Mitame, Bibi, Lemafreya, Mechumrei Mitzayre. This is from the Chumrei that a Mitzayre is. Shemetamei Odom V'keilim Anichnosim Imei Lebayis. That it comes in another V'keilim with him in a bayis. Sha'afilu Mele. So he's toying from this Chumrei Ketubei. Sha'afilu Chosra Mispachas. The toy is telling us this is going on the next post. But afilu the Mispachas. So that there was pishyin that spread out in his pachas. Vinitmeis, and he became tomei. Tohe. There's still a tare lagabi to mizbi. Kidder see, vimposa isivsa mizpachas boir. Ahani lay tvile, so the tvile which he had made before the pishyin, the tare sakeilem aboimime lebayis, so lagabi to mizbi. the tvila helps me from the tvila to the pishyin. Isha metzoyra metame bebiye, desanyi beteres koinim, zois atoyro v'chol nega tzoraz, l'nesek, v'tzoraz abeget, v'labayis. We're talking about a beis ha-menuge. Ba-bayis metame bebiye, av-kulom metame bebiye. A very mechudish thing. Sometimes you say, well, look, we don't paskin like this, but the mother falls off from this. About kaponim, the vial, and on our sugya, we have a very mechudish thing that by a metzayre, if there was a pishya, and after a hezke, so it says, lemafreya, the taira of the tvile, so the gabi bia, it's that taira remains. I heard a psashtikal ha'ore, I mean, how do we understand by a mitzayre an Indian it should become tamei lemafreya? I mean, by mitzayre there's aloche that you need the amira of the koyim to be mitayr and to be mitame. So after the hezker it says the tiaraya koyim. So the tiaraya koyim. So koyim tells him he's toyer. So they told him he's toyer. So he became toyer. Now later there was a pisya. So they tabled themselves. Now later there was a pishyay. So then it says, after the pishyay, b'nira sheni selokay, b'roa akoyim, neposa mispachas, b'timay akoyim. So, b'olochayre, if you need the tumas akoyim, so how could it work retroactively? I mean, it's, kozman the koyim is not metame, there's no tumas, so how does it work retroactively? So by stays lechayr, it's only a tnai, not that. I mean, there's a tnai that you need amiras hakoyim.
But as long as there was an amiras hakayim, then lechayim it seems that the tumim mitzad atzmai can work retroactively. But you need that the kayim should be mitamim. It's a mamil, but timay hakayim. That's how it would seem. So therefore it could work lemachrei. Al kaponim, the Gemara just proved now that the vitoya that it says by a metzoyre muskel does not at all mean that it was toil from pre-Efrima, means something else in Gans. So we're back to the Menohani Mili. So how do we know that a metzoyre muskel there's no pre-Efrima? Hello, Omar Rove, Mehoche. The Pasuk that speaks about Priyatim, it says as follows. Katsarua Asher Boy Hanega. It says, God of Yifrumi, Vresh Yifrua. So what Metzoyre has this been? Asher Boy Hanega. Mi Shetzaratoi Tluya Bigupoi. Yotzo ze, she'ein tzoratoi tluya bigupoi, elo biyomi. Let us see Rashi. Asher boy, it says, atzu asher boy hanega, mashme bigupoi, that the nega, the tume is bigupoi. Mi she tzoratoi Tluya tumasai begufoi. The tumis at tzaras is totally if it's there or if it's not there. She calls man sheloi nisrape mimenu tome. That the tume will only go away if it was nisrape. Vahainu muchlet. So that's a muchlet. The Gabi Tara delay, the Tara B'Muchud, it says, see, v'hine, nirpa nega atzoras minatzorua. That's in Parshas Metzoyre. That the only Tara is when it's nirpa nega atzoras minatzorua. So that's a Muchud. So then that's Asher Boya Neg. Yotza Muzgo, Tzayre Musgo, Shetum Osei Tluyo, Bimei Heskel. But a Musgo, his Tume, is not dependent in the Ripui Hanega. Shetum Osei Tluyo, Bimei Heskel. Sheim Lo Yimtso, Biyoim Shvi, Simoni Tume. If Biyoim Shvi, there won't be Simoni Tume, Salovan. Oy pisyain yitarenu bavo pishen nigoi oy midolo, even though the nega is there. So the tare of a musga, or the tum of a musga, will say, is not dependent in the ripuya nega. It's the tare comes biyomim. That means if 7 to 14 days pass, and there's no simen tume, automatically the tume goes off. So mamele, so that's the diik. The diik is that the halacha of priya frime says that zua shaboya nega, misha tzarate tluye begufoi, yotzozo shen tzarate tluye begufoi elo biyam. So here Rashi says, quote, that by a muzke, afal pi shenigoy oimed ola, even though there was no shini in the nega, the nega remained, afal pi kein, he's toyer. So here the nega can remain and it becomes toyer, so the tare is tliya biyomin. Ashenkin over here, the tare is totally biguke. Now, the Ramban, Parshas Tazria, we had mentioned the Rashi before, and I'd like a little to elaborate on the Rashi we had mentioned before. The Pasuk says as follows, talking about a person had one of the Maranegoim, the Hine Keya Hanega, and the Nega became duller, v'loyfosa hanega boir, and there's no pisyei, v'tiyaroi hakoyim, and then that's the tapara. So Rashi we mentioned before, keyo, Rashi says, hucho mimarisoi, it got duller. So memela, and then v'loyfosa hanega, and it didn't spread. Ho, im omar bimarisoi, but if it remained the same, it wouldn't get duller. Oy posa, or if it did get duller, but it spread, it's tummy. So Rashi says over here, Klo, that if you have a nega, which did not change, and omad bimarisa, it did not change, it was the same for 2 weeks, so Rashi says, he's tummy. The only way that he becomes toyer is after if it was keyo hanega. So the Ramban says on this Rashi as follows. He says, the Pashtus from the Pasuk would seem like Rashi. Then he brings up some Mishneh, Abo Lefi Medrash Abiseinu Eineke. But it's not true. Shrei Shoninu, the Mishneh says as follows. Lahaskir Esa Oimid B'Soif Shavua Rishay, V'Lifter Esa Oimid B'Soif Shavua Sheini. We learned that if it was Oimid, the first week, if it's Oimid, Lahaskes Oim B'Soif Shavua Rishay, V'Lifter Esa Oimid B'Soif Shavua Sheini. And I mean, Zateres Kayanim. And then he brings Vayd Amru B'Megillah. Then he brings our Gemara. Yotzo Mitzayre Muska She'ein Tzaratoi Tluye B'Gufoi Elo B'Yomim Vilu Hoye Tzorech She'tiye Keyo Hoyse Tarosei Tluye B'Gufoi. That means if you need, in order for it to become toy, that has to become dull, so it's also Tarosei Tluye B'Gufoi. The Rashi adds my pirushim kaloshna says he brings down our Rashi she ain't loye begufoy shim lo yimtza b'shvi simen tume seyelovin oy pishyain yitarenu afal pishen nigoy oymed be'einov kegoyin b'seif shvushnius. Rashi says klo that even though it's oymed be'einov, it's taros it loye beyomim. So that's his kasha on Rashi. Now, what does he do with the posik? The posik says like Rashi. Rashi says, "Vinekei anego, leifosa anego boevetirei hakoi." So the Ramban says pshat in the posik. Note that the posik is telling us a revuse. The posik is telling us as follows: that loimi boi, if the nega remained the same. So there's a din. It's nitar biyomim. If 2 weeks pass by, nothing happened with it, it's toil. The posuk is talks, v'hine keyo hanego. So the Ramban says, what does keyo hanego means? Let's say, the dalad maris negoim. So the dalad maris negoim, so this one is duller than the other. So he had a bright mare, v'hine, and at the end of the second week, keyo hanego became a duller mare. So memele, so now the hezger, which I had for 2 weeks, was on a different mare. The Hezgil was on a brighter mare, mare negoim. Now, v'hine keyo negoim. So I would say, so this is a new mare now, so now we need another 2 weeks, another Hezgil. This is not the mare which was musge for 2 weeks, v'hine keyo negoim. So the Pasuk is telling us, achidish, lay me boy if it remained the same, fakel, so it's ichetoyer, that's poshet. The Pasuk is telling us a chiddush, v'hine keya hanega, that even though that it was keya hanega, don't think that this is even though it's a new mare, it's not the same mare that was before. Afal piken, we say that the Tara of Hezger applies to this mare also. We say this is the same, this is like the same, even though the mare changed, the gadola, we say this is the same nega. In 2 weeks passed by without a simen tume, so automatically becomes toil. That's how the Ramban says pshat in the pasuk, and he's chaylik on Rashi. Perhaps we can say pshat in Rashi that min betzem Rashi is betzem kashi what the Ramban says. Actually, came in a little explain Rashi. Rashi explained the difference between a metzayra muchlet and a metzayra muska. And Rashi says as follows. A metzayra muchlet, in order for him to become toyer, calls man sheloi nisrape mimenu tome. That means the tare of a metzayra muchlet, you need nirpo nega atzaras min atzarua. That means Kozman, there's a nega on him, he's tomei. You need nirpo nega tzaras min atzarua. So that's the tare of a mitzayra muchlet. Rashi says over here, you need keyo hanega. That's true. Rashi says you need keyo hanega. That if it would remain the same, it would be tomei. You need keyo hanega. You need that the nega went a madrega less. But keyo hanega is not nirpo hanega. Keyo hanega, the Mizrahi brings clear from Teres Kainim, that keyo hanega means that it's the keyo is still from the Dalit Maris Negoim. But it's keyo. It went, it was, says Sapachas, it went a darge down. So over here, the tare is not through the ripui hanega. So again, that's how Rashi is differentiating. Now, why do we need kei hanega veisachnish? I don't know. The pasuk says that the hezger is not metair unless it's kei hanega. Fine, that's true. But when it's kei hanega, it's not nirpo hanega. It's kei hanega in the tares from Yomim. If it wasn't Kei HaNega, so then the Yomim are not Metayah. But the Tare is not the Tare of a Metzayre Muchlet. The Ramban asked on Rashi, he says it's the same thing. You need Kei HaNega, you need its Tarosi Begufoi. That's his Kashe. Yes, if you need kei and negi, so it's mamish like a metzayra muchlet. Lachay, it's not like a metzayra muchlet. The tluya begufa, he means that the nega has to disappear. You need nirpa hanega. Kei hanega is not nirpa hanega. So memele, there's a din, you need kei, but it's not nirpa hanega. So memele, that's the difference between a metzayre musger, the tar of a metzayre musger and a metzayre muchlet. Efshir, that's a little bit understand Rashi's mahalach. So we have a posik that the whole din of priya frime was only said by kol yimei asher nega boyitmo, such a nega that the whole tume is kozman, it's boy. So that tumen needs priya frime. At v'tzayra musker, where there's no din of boy, it's taroset tuli b'yomim, so merely don't need priya frime. Omalei abaye, elameyato, it says, ko yemei asher nega bo yitmo, the din of tume. And then it says further, shiluachutz lamachne, and this posik is me, so dashn also the same thing. Negaboy, me shetzarat etluye begufoy. That metzaira needs shiluach machne mina machne. Udetoin shiluach. Vishain tzarat etluye begufoy. Ein ton shiluach. So Memele, the Dashan also the same thing, that by the Din Shiluach you need Tzarat Etluye Begufoy in a Muskar Shanareva Din Shiluach. V'chitei mohochi nami, maybe you'll tell me, ain't a chanami take. That a Muskar doesn't need Shiluach. V'chitei ain't be mitzayr a Muskar l'mitzayr a Mukhlet ala priya prima. Alin yin Shiluach. Ulitimuye bibi is ever ze shovin. Yeah. Amalei, so he answered him, you're right. The Pasuk Pake is only speaking about Ametzayra Muchlet, Panit Shilua. But it could have said, Yimei Asher Negaboy, Yitmo. Kol Yimei, the Kol the Rabbis Metzayra Muzga, Lishiluach. The Kol is Malbe, that even though it's not Tzeratet Luyibigufoy, it's also the Zidon of Shiluach, and that's we know the Shiluach of a Muzga. What does Rashi say? Kol Yemei Shenega Boy Shiluach Siv Bahai Kho Michutz Lamachna Moishovay. Yemei, it could have said Yemei, Kol Yemei. Midavel Michtav Yemei, receive Kol Yemei. Now the Bach is Meichik keeps a few words, and we'll go with the Gilsus Habach. Ein Bein Toyer Mitecheskes. Now we're explaining the Sefer of the Mishnah. Ein bein toyer mitaycheskel, le toyer mitaychechlet, ella taglachas vitzipol. So now, feltach avot, minolo, I think that's the gears of the bar. Base. Ein bein toyer mitaycheskel. My time. So here it says that what? That a toyer mitaycheskel does not need the taglachas of tziporim. He doesn't need taglachas of tziporim. My time. Amar Abaye, Amar Kro. Yotza, by it says, by teglachas v'tzipoyim, v'yotza akoyin o'michutz lamachne, v'hine nirpo nega tzaras. So the teglachas v'tzipoyim is speaking about a metzoyre that you need nirpo nega tzaras. Mi she tzarasoy tluye b'refuiz. Yotza ze, shein tzarasoy tluye b'refuiz, elu b'yomim. So the parsha of teglachas v'tzipoyim was only said by a metzoyre muchlet, not by a metzoyre muska. Let us see Rashi. Ein bein toyer mitaycheskel bimei refu osay. Now, what Rashi means over here, we'll come back in a minute. Le toyer mitaycheklet, elo taglachas v'tzipos. The af al gav, the ike kobonis, osham v'luk shemen. Rashi means to say as follows, that the Emerson, there's another difference between a Metzayra Musker and a Metzayra Muchlet. A Metzayra Musker needs Tvile and his toil. A Metzayra Muchlet needs Shteit Zippor and Chayis, and then he has to count 7 days later, and then he needs an Oshem, a Lukshemen. So why does the Mishnah only speak about the Shtei Tziporim? So Rashi says, that's the Pshat, is what the Beis Yitzchok says, Pshat and Rashi. Ein bein toyer mitoych hesker bimei refuosei. In that day, that means the day that he becomes ois metzoyre, in that day, there's such a difference. Later there's another difference. But that's all, later there's another difference that a muchlet needs. He has to bring a notion, like Shemin, and then he doesn't need. We're talking about in this day, that's the only day. That's what Rashi says. V'yuach v'yayim tarosif rosh yudukton, v'lai rabbi kabonish shahim b'shmini. V'hine nilpo k'siv basrei, so by such a metzoyre, who his tare was only through nilpo hanege, then it says, teitzipom chayis, toireis, v'gilach eskol sa'oret. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Ein bein sforim le tfilin o mezuzis. Elo sha sforim nechtovim b'chol loshin. O tfilin mezuzis einam nechtoveis elo ashuris. That the sforim is nechtov b'chol loshin and tfilin mezuzis are only nechtov elo ashuris. Ksav ashuris. Avshin nimlil oimer af the sforim le itiru sheikvu elo yevotis.
Tov Aistayis, that Sforim is Mutter, B'cholosh, and Shem Gimel says, no, it's only Mutter B'yivot. Sforim, Zot Rashi, Toiret, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. Ashuris, Loshen HaKedish. After Sforim lo yitirlam Loshen Acher, Chutz mi Loshen HaKedish, Ela Yevonis, B'gmar HaVatorish Taimu. The Shash brings down Akashe, the only difference between Sforim and Tfilin Mezuzahs is if it's Nichtav B'choloshim or not Kibiksav Ashuris. He said, yes, there's another difference. It has to be written Kisidron. Tfilin Mezuzahs for Hoyu has to be written Kisidron. Cannot, and by Sitrei Teiris, it doesn't have to be written Kisidron. He wants to say that by Sforim there's also the din of Kesidron. He brings the Pesach Teshuva says that the Ksinis Hashem has to be Kesidron. So there's a din of Kesidron also by Sifrei Torah. We have Ksinis Hashem al Kopon. So the both have the same aloch of Kesidron. Both have a din of Kesidron. Here by the Shem, here by the whole Ksid. That, therefore, the only, what they don't have is this is Ksav Ashuris and Kolosh. Holotoifron Begidin, so the Gemara says, Holotoifron Begidin, Holotame as Yodayim, Zebezeh Shavit. That the Tvira has to be Begidin, not the Pishton, is the Tvira of all of them, that is the same, the only Tvira Begidin, and all of them are Matame as Yodayim. Let us see Rashi, L'toifron begidim, kol sifreyim asuyim begilyoyim, v'loch l'moyshim mesinai hu betfilin im mezuzeis, she'e tfurim begidim, v'sefer teure nechtiku b'meseches makis, v'sefer teure shetotru b'pishton, v'ashtash mina masnisim command the posel. That the Tetana of our Mishnah holds that the Sefer Torah also needs Tvira Begidim. The Tvira Begidim that we're speaking about by Tfilin and Mezuzahs, the Rishash and the Beis Yitzchak say that it's speaking about, not speaking about the Batim, it's speaking about the Parshis, that if a person will write one Parshe and two Klofim, so if they were Nitzah Begidim, I think that's Rashi Zashite, and places the Menachem with the Rashi Zashite, that you could write one Parsha and two Klofim if they were Nitzah, side by Tfilin and side by Mezuzahs, which is a big Chiddush, but you need Gidim for this. You need Gidim to be tied for the two Klofim. And a Mele, so, and you need Gidim also for a Sefer Torah. So we gotta be this, not a fuki from the Mandioma that says that Pishton is good. Usvarim niftovim b'cholosh ureminu. So here it says, Svarim niftovim b'cholosh ureminu, we learned mikro shekos v'itadum. Mikro shekos v'itadum, that means it should have been written b'loshin akkadish, it was written b'loshin tadum. I mean, for example, it should have said Galei, it said Yigal Saduse, Vatalgum Shekos Mikre, should have said Yigal Saduse, it said Galei, speaking about Chumash. Ksav Ivri, or it wasn't written Ksav Ashuris, it was written Ksav Ivri, this is a different type of Ksav. Einai Metame Ese Yedai, Ashi Yichtevenu Ksav Ashuris, so here it says that not metame yedaim, need ksav ashuris. This is when we learned in our Mishneh, svar nechtavim b'chol loshen. It says you need ksav ashuris. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, mikro shekosvo italium, sefer Shekosu b'loshen akkadish, aroi lichter by mikro. That means that should have been written b'loshen akkadish, kosu b'loshen arami. V'targum shiroi l'kosu by targum, kigoyin yikar saduse, kosu b'mikro galait. for the going targum also that should have been written targum. Showed on the Yoga Ezra, it was written the Loshna Kodesh. Or because of Ivri, Oishaloshina as a Loshin, Avoshina as a Ksav, Shekosve Biksav Shalaver Hano, Sechet Sanhedrin, Korele Kispo Libuno. A different type of a Ksav. So it's not Metame Ese Yodayim, Achiv Tevenu Ashuris, Ksav Ashuris, Uksav Shalom. Now before we go into the whole sugya, I'd just like to learn the top Tosfos. Ad sheyichtayv ashuris ba'ala seifa u'binyoy. So here it says, in order that it shouldn't be metamas yadayim, it needs ksav ashuris. L'kamen mukilo b'megila. Later the Gemara is going to say that this is not speaking about Sifrei Kodesh, it's speaking about Megillah. And Megillah Take, there is a posik, Yitzobom, Yitzmanom, that has to be Take, Ksav Ashuris, and it can't be anything else. So, Shivtev Ashuris, Father Seifer, Binyot. Kan and Mukilah, be Megillah. The Koshe, the Amrina, the Perik Shaini, Giftis, Le Giftim, Ilmis, Le Ilmi, Yotso. And if a person was Kaira, the Megillah, it was written, Giftis for Giftim, Ilmis for Ilmin, Fijait. Umayri vadai shekosu bo'isa loshin shekaira. So, kochos, it was written in the loshin Giftis. The imloi kain, it's Pshadis, he's looking in the Megillah that was written with Sava Shuris, and he is saying it al peh, loshin Giftis, the imloi kain avokaira al peh, b'lo yotza. So kolchach it means it was written b'loshin giftis. You can kosher amayle metamas yedayim kivin shenita likreis v'lichtayu b'chol loshin. Since we see after it says kichsovam b'chizmanam l'mayse it's nitain lichtayu v'likreis b'chol loshin shemakirim bo l'mayle why isn't it metamas yedayim? That is Taisu's Kash. We had mentioned the Briskerov on the Avzayin and Medallah. The Briskerov had brought down a Ritve. Ritve, Taisu said, asked a Kash on the Avzayin and Medallah. Taisu said, asked that Shmuel said that it's Nemra Likrois, v'loi Nemra Lichtev. That the Megillah was Nemra Likrois. Biruach HaKadosh, v'lei nemro lichtei. So Taisa is Takashe, we learned Koral Per Leyot. So, he brought down the Ritva, that Ritva for Emphas Taisa's Kashe, that there's two Dinei Ksive. There's a Din Ksive Nemro Likreis, there was Nemro Lichtei Likreis, that means it's Kriya Zich has to be Mitoi Chaksav. And there are Hilchis Ksive in it was Nemra Likreis, that means it was Nemra Lichtoi Kedei Likreis. But it was Loi Nemra Lichtoi to get a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. I mean, that's two different dinim. Berskerov, when a Raya talked about the Mamish, two different dinim, he says that the Megillah was written the second year, and the got a din Kisvei HaKodesh, it means Rashi and Boba Bas, got a din of Kisvei HaKodesh when those Nachik Nesem Dela wrote it in Eretz Yisrael. It's not to get a din of Kisvei HaKodesh, it has to be written in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Ritva says. So the Ritva says there are two distinct dinim. There's a din Ksivet, give it a din of Kisvei HaKodesh, which is Metames Yedaim. And then there's a din Ksive that you need a Kriya Mitoich HaKsav. So he says that that's Pshat and Shmuel, that was Nemro Likrois Beruach HaKodesh. That means you need a Ksivek Te Likroisoi. But that doesn't have a din of, it wasn't a Ksive, it wasn't Nemro Likroisoi to get a din of Kisvei HaKodesh, but not Matamas Yedai. So the Briskerov Tainis, according to the Ritvi, says, is Lechere very poshet, Taisus Lechere, is mixing up two halachas. Here it just says, if it wasn't nichtav בכסב השוריס, it wasn't נכתב בלושן הקודש, it's not מתאמס הידיים. אין מתאמס הידיים עד שיכתבנו בכסב השוריס על הספר בדיוק. So this Bereiser is speaking about the din of כסבי הקודש, which is מתאמס ידיים. So it says it's only מתאמס ידיים that was written בכסב השוריס. So Tosfos found a Gemara that one can be mighty with Mikra Megillah בלושן גיפטס. She said, that's mamish what the Ritva said in Shmuel, that the two distinct dinim. There's a din of kriya mitoich haksav, kidei lotzeis mitzvahs mikra megillah, and then there's a din of kisvei hakodesh, which is metames yadayim. So the two distinct dinim. That's what the Bezger of Tainis, for emphor, the according to the Ritva will be for emphor Tosfos Kash. What does Tosfos answer? ויש לימא, וכיוון שאינו כשירו לקרויס, אלו למכירים. Since גיפטיס לגיפטים will only help for מכירים, שאינו כשירו לקרויס, אלו למכירים בו, דינו שלא תתאמי עשה ידי. So therefore it is not, this is a מגילה that only helps for מכירים. It only helps for certain people. So you can't say it has a din of Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh. Avol heiche dekseve Ashuris. But if it was written Ashuris, dekseira avlo she'ena makirim, that's kosher for everyone. Shemochi dinu shetatame yasa yadai. So the Biskov wants to say, could be, that's, that in the same Rayim, Tosfos is also going. Tosfos is saying as follows. Aces, Fakel Tosfos says, if only certain people can be Yaitza with it, so it can have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. So then it's only a din in Kriya, that one can be Yaitza with such a Kriya. But it can't get a din of Kisvei HaKodesh because it doesn't help for everyone. This is only certain, only helps for certain people, so this can't get a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. Masha'enkein Ksava Shuris, which everyone is Yoitza with this Kriya. So Memela, since everyone can be Yoitza, so then the Chepts is called the Chepts of Kitzvi HaKadosh, and it's Metame Esa Yodai. Okay, Al-Koponim, that's the Baskonis HaGemor, according to Rabashi, that we're speaking, that this Bereis is speaking about Megillah. But now we're not up to there yet. Now the Gemara held, but we're speaking about Sifrei Teire. So here it says Sifrei Teire could only be written B'Ksav Ashuris, and the Mishnah says, according to the Atamei Kama B'Chol Loshen, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, or Kapono B'Yevonis. Omar Rove Loi Kashe. Kan B'Gufon Shalonu, Kan begufan shalahem. The Rabbi said, "Gufan ksive." The ksav, the oishis, kan begufan shalom. Mas nisan diktoni bechol loshain. The Mishnah that says that every loshin is good. Shloishina esak ksav. That means it was written beksav ashuris. Eloshina esak losh. It was meshane the loshin. With the ksav ashuris, he wrote bechol losh. Bereise begufan shalahem. The Bereise is speaking about the ksav. The ksav is to be ksav ashuris. In a male, it's no steer. The loshen can be bechlol. It's the Mishnah speaking about loshen, and the Bereise is speaking about ksav. Atchikvena beksav ashuris. Omalei abaye b'maya kimta lahi begufan shalahem. It's speaking about the goof and shalahen. Is my iriya mikra shekosvay targum. The targum shekosvay mikra. Yeah, afilu my mikra shekosvay targum shekosvay mikra. Afilu mikra shekosvay mikra. The targum shekosvay targum nami. Toktoni ashich devenu ashuris ala seifa bidyoi. It means if there is a chesaron in the ksav, we learned there's a chesaron in the loshen over here. That the chesaron is in the loshen. So we have to kasha. The Mishnah says that it's in the nichtav b'chol loshen. But if you're telling me that there's no problem in the loshen, the whole problem is in the ksav, so why does it say mikre shekosvei tagum, tagum shekosvei mikre? Afilo everything was written good. Afilo everything was written good. You need the ktoni achich teben ashuris ala seifa binyoi. Dr. Rashi, yeah, no, right. So the Gemara falls off on this teretz. Elo loikash, ho rabbonu, ho rab Shimon Gamliel. He says the Mishnah that says kol loshen is good is going according to the rabbonu. And here the Baraisa says that it's not good is rab Shimon Gamliel. In fact, the Gemara that's also no good. Here rab Shimon Gamliel ha'ike yevonis. Yevonis is good, and here it says it is sabashuris that yevonis is not good. Hello, loikashem. Kan besporim, kan betvilin and mezuzos. That our Mishnah is speaking about sporim. So sporim takes the morim becholoshim, and here speaking about tvilin and mezuzos, and tvilin and mezuzos fakelti nidav keksav ashuris. Kan betvilin mezuzos, tvilin and mezuzos. My time, Mishim Dursi, Buhu, Bohoyu, Bab Yosun Yehu. So, my male, Bohoyu, Bab Yosun Yehu. Rek the Gemore, so if the Baraisa is speaking about Tvil and the Mezuzes, and that's in Iksav Ashur, it's fine. Is my Targum, Shekos, Voi Mikri, Paradilam, Shat, the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, the Targum, Shekos, Voi Mikri, that means it should have been written the Loshen Arami. It was written the Loshen Akedush. So that's not good. Bishloime Torah, if it's speaking about, not Tzulmesus, speaking about Torah, so that's very good. Iki Yigar Sa'adusa. So my mail, that's for Targum Shekosvay Mikra. It should have said Yigar Sa'adusa, and it said Galim. But if we're speaking about tefillah and the mezuzahs, and the hoche, my targum ike, and for the Gemara, elo loikash, kan b'megile, kan b'sforim. So forget that, and that's what Tosfos brought down, that here we're speaking about megile, the Baraisa is speaking about megile, so, and that's dafke, בקסב השורס. מייטיים הדרסים בו כחסובום וחזמנום בגדנו בי. מייטרגם שכוסווי מיקרו איקר, so where do we have targum in the Megillah? אמר הפופה ונשמע פסגם המלך, אמנך מייצג אומר וכל הנושנו ייתנו יקור לבעליהם, יקור is a notion targum. So ממילא, that's targum שכוסווי מקרה.